This is truly a die on our sword or fall on our sword type of issue. We cannot allow this to be put in place. It would be devastating to all of us in agriculture, but especially in the cattle business. So not only are we going to continue to push our friends in Congress to act as quickly as possible, but we are going to be a part of a lawsuit against EPA, trying to show that they have gone far beyond their jurisdiction. And more than likely, just given the case history of this particular issue, we could very well wind up in the Supreme Court, and we're prepared to do that.
And as Woodall said, NCBA continues to push Congress to move on this issue soon.
We have bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate in looking at the concerns with the Waters of the United States rule and ultimately understanding that this is going to have a major impact on all land users, but especially on those of us in agriculture. In fact, we just got some more feedback this past weekend that it's determination of EPA that any stock tank or pond that runs around in a flooding type event would be considered a water of the United States. Some of the very concerns that we've had all along that the administrator has told us we didn't need to worry about are coming true, and I think that's helped us get the support in Congress.
And he encourages individual cattle producers and landowners to get involved.
Right now, you just need to reach out to your members of the Senate, both of your U.S. senators, and tell them that they have to take up the bill to send the WOTUS rule, the Waters of the United States rule, back to EPA, because we really are up against the clock right now on trying to get Congress to act before full implementation of this rule is realized by all of us on the producer side.
To learn more, just go to the NCBA website. That's beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.